Hi there, friends. Jerry Usher, Debbie Giorgiani, take two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Underway here for a Monday, kicking off a new week. And we'd love to have you join us at 1-800-585-9396. I still can't believe the weekend's over. No. Hey, Deb.
I would agree with you on that. But that's why I chose my Bitmoji for today for the Facebook and YouTube. Oh, happy day, because it's a brand new day and it's a wonderful start of the week. And we're so happy that our Take Two family is with us. And it's just, I tell you, coming to do the show, Jerry, I know it's your main highlight, I think, of your day and mine as well, because I just feel better after doing the show, and I feel a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. I mean, I know we both talk about this all the time, but I hope our Take Two family feel the same way.
Well, what we want to hear from you today about is this. We have titled the show, I Still Can't Believe... dot, dot, dot. Okay, you fill in that sentence right there, and we just want you to take a moment, ponder, look back in your life. Maybe it's been a little while since you acknowledged a tremendous blessing that God has given you, and not that you've taken it for granted, because when these things happen, we can just gush with gratitude for the Lord. But over time, we may, you know, that gratitude or that sense of the magnitude of what happened may diminish a little bit. And so we want to kind of take a look back right now. Maybe you, God provided for your needs right at a certain key critical point in your life or your family's lives. Maybe you conceived a child after trying for many years. Maybe your son or daughter got perfect grades in school. You still just can't believe how well they did. What about that spouse that you have, that you look into his or her eyes every day, sometimes maybe take for granted? So what is it? What amazing, incredible blessing still causes you wonder and causes you deep gratitude? Let's share and talk about that.
Yeah, and deep awe for God of how wonderful he is. I love how you use the word magnitude. I think that is so perfect for this particular discussion. So we do want to hear from you. 1-800-585-9396. Phone lines fill up very quickly, so don't hesitate if you have something to share. If you want to give gratitude towards God, if you want to relive that beautiful blessing that God has bestowed on you and maybe your family, then call in 1-800-585-9396. Jerry, I just wanted to add one other thing too, is maybe, you know, we talk about all the blessings that God gives us, just the miraculous things that God grants us on a daily basis. But how about also too, from another perspective, maybe you've kind of messed up your life terribly, and all of a sudden God came in a truly incredible, miraculous way and rescued you. And you're thinking to yourself, and I have to tell you, I'm kind of speaking from experience on this. You're thinking to yourself, God, why would you do this? You know, why would you be so kind and loving when here I just, you know, made an incredible mess of a situation, and yet you come in, you swoop in, and somehow with just a couple strokes, everything is absolutely right on track. And I think for me, Jerry, that's the finish of the sentence for me, that I can't believe how God is so incredibly loving and merciful and kind and gracious and just perfect timing.
All right, well, we have lines filling up, and we're going to take a pause here and then get to your calls. Again, though, we encourage you to get on board early. I think the one thing, if there's one thing Debbie and I don't like about the show, it's we get to the end and some of you are still on the line and we can't get to you. 1-800-585-9396. I really believe today's discussion is a good lesson, of course, in gratitude, but also, as we always say, what you share could trigger Debbie, somebody's going to be listening.
Absolutely.
To each call today. Every call that we have on the air, there's going to be maybe a lot of people who are going to go, wow, that's right. You know, that happened to me. I need to be more grateful, or I need to be more attentive to the blessings that God has in my life. For example, maybe you look at the job you have and you go, I still can't believe
I'm
working
job, yeah.
in the profession of my dreams. Maybe you think, I can't believe I get to listen to Jerry and Debbie every day. Well, we know there's nobody who feels that, you know, that's your...
Oh, my goodness. You got to have a sense of humor. I mean, that's what keeps us going. That's why we think this is a wonderful show when we can just journey together. So please don't hesitate. Phone lines are filling up very quickly, and we knew that was going to happen. So if you start calling in and it's kind of busy, wait till a phone line opens up and just dial this number, 1-800-585-9396. Remember, this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. So grab your cool drink, your cup of coffee, and stay with us. We're going right to the phones.
Al Krista.
If you talk to professional philosophers, they are not relativists. Philosophically, relativism can't be justified. People sacrifice objective truth, objective morality, on the altar of personal liberty. In other words, in pursuit of what I want to do, I will say, well, that is not binding on me. That's just your opinion.
Krista in the Afternoons, weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John chapter 11, verses 21 to 26. This is the story of Lazarus. Lazarus has died. Lazarus is one of his best friends. Just before this passage, we hear the news that Martha and Mary send word to Jesus that the one you love is sick. And the next line in the scripture is, now because Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, he stayed where he was. His friend's in need. He can heal. They've seen him heal before. And yet somehow, because he loves him, he stays. And Lazarus dies. And then Jesus shows up 3 days later and is greeted by Martha and Mary, who confront him with the words, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. Rather applicable for many of us in our lives. We ask the Lord to do one thing because we're certain it is what we think is best, when in fact he has something which far surpasses what we asked for. The challenge is, in waiting for that to happen, we go through very trying times, which oftentimes makes us wonder, does he really care?
We know you like listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, but have you thought about bringing them to your next event? No matter what type of event you're hosting, parish mission, conference, or retreat, trust Jerry and Debbie to make it come alive. Begin the process today of taking your presentation to the next level of success. For information on booking Jerry and Debbie, visit take2show.com, click on the J&D logo.
Glad to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're going to get right to your phone calls today. I still can't believe, and then you fill in the rest of that sentence there, something in your life. Maybe there are a lot of things. For many of us, it's probably impossible to narrow it down to one thing to share today, but we're going to ask you to do your best to do that at 1-800-585-9396. Michael called in first, and he gets to go first. Michael has us on EWTN's YouTube channel in Fresno, California. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Hello, guys. My topic is basically that I can't believe that I survived 19 years of marijuana addiction. And what happened to me was, when I was in the middle of my senior year in high school, I lost my dad. And it kind of tore our family apart. So like many of my generation, I got into the anti-war movement, drugs, things like that. But I can't believe that God gave me a special gift called an interior locution. I heard five simple words. Why do you need this? And it was instantaneous. I was instantly cured of my addiction. It just happened just like that. And all this time, I keep looking back on it and I says, how did I do that? Why did I do that? How did I survive it all? And today, to this day, I'm really not, very financially secure. I just barely make it every day. But I think of the relationship I have with my brother Mark, who I live with, who I love. And my ruined marriage and my annulment. But the thing that amazed me the most is after I got divorced, I was really, really empty and sad and angry. But when I got that annulment, there was something that happened to me. It's like I became empty again. And God took me and refilled me. And that's when I started really getting that relationship with Jesus. And right now, Jerry and Debbie, I have never been happier in my life. I have Shannon, I have Tanya, I have you guys. I have a great church community. I'm in the Knights of Columbus. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to have our fireworks booth. I'm the chairman, and I sing in the choir. And Debbie, I'd like to share a little saying with you, if I could.
Sure, absolutely, Michael.
When somebody asks you how you're doing, you just tell them, I'm one day closer to the joy of life at the last.
Well, okay, so, Michael,
sorry, I got a little emotional there.
I know you did, and I want to hear that finished of the sentence. Can you try
sure.
to say that again for us?
I'm one day closer to the joy of life everlasting. As long as I keep working out my salvation with fear and trembling, I'm going to get my holy Jesus heart.
I love it. I love it. That is beautiful. Michael, you're a beautiful soul. And I think that when you said, I still can't believe this is the title of the show, and how God sent you that very deep message for you back when you lost your dad. And obviously the marijuana somehow brought some kind of relief from the pain that you were feeling of that. And yet God said, why do you need this? It's so clear to me that he loves you so very, very, very much that he wanted to send a special personal message just for you so that you and him could have a relationship that you have today. And for you to say that today you just are in such joy and peace, I mean, that just filled my heart with incredible happiness. I just want to say that's a beautiful thing, because there's a lot of people out there, Michael, that haven't reached where you're at, and they're still trying to figure out where they're with God and what kind of relationship. But I'm praying that there's people are listening right now to your story and are going to say, wait a minute, God loves me too, and God wants to build a relationship.
Thank you. I just want to encourage mothers out there who have sons and daughters that have fallen away from the church, don't ever give up. My mom never gave up.
Mm. Moms Jerry, never do, Michael.
Yeah, Jerry, it's good to talk to you, because I feel like I'm talking to an old friend from all your days at Catholic Answers.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Yeah, it's a real blessing. Yeah, I'm going to be actually... Go ahead.
You guys do a great job on Take Two. When you guys first were on the air, I just said, it's an interesting show. But as I started listening to it more and more, I went, wow, it's sort of like a Good Morning America with a Catholic perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Michael, I could finish the sentence, I still can't believe that we are doing this show. And I really mean that. It's, you know, this is, and it's because of you, Michael, and mm-hmm. the other callers that are on the line and our Take Two listening family. It has just really evolved into something that we never probably could have imagined. But you are the one who makes the show what it is. So, Michael, thanks for your call, and thanks for inspiring us with the great story. See, this shows God is there. God does care, like you said, Debbie, and he wants us in that intimate relationship with him. When we put something else in that place, sometimes God is going to dislodge that, and it could be traumatic, it can be difficult, it could be painful. But when we come out the other end, look at Michael is just thriving right now, to use that word that you like to use, Debbie. So,
absolutely.
Michael, God bless you. Thanks
Thank
for your
you,
call.
Michael.
We appreciate
Thank you, guys.
It.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Yes. Thanks, Michael. We'll see you on YouTube, because I've been jumping in on those YouTube chats, so I'll probably talk again with Michael, and that just was a wonderful, wonderful call. Okay, there is an open phone line, so if you feel you want to impart something to someone else and maybe change a soul, not just a life, change a soul, then now's the time to do it, because we know God is in the present, and God is working all the time, overtime, with all of us. So here's the number, 1-800-585-9396. So we're going straight to Jenny. Jenny's listening in Idaho on EWTN.com. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for taking my call. I cannot believe that God brought me back to my Catholic faith after 28 years. I had no intentions of going back to my Catholic faith. Was born a cradle Catholic, and was married in my 20s to somebody that was a Protestant, and eventually fell out of my Catholic faith when my marriage turned bad. And so I struggled for quite a while. I went to church, different churches, mostly non-denominational, for many years. Actually, there was quite a few years I didn't go to church, and then I was coaxed by a good friend of mine to start going back to church. So I started going back again to a non-denominational church, and for quite a few years, and then eventually started to go to another church that was a Wesleyan Anglican church. My husband and my father and I became members, and I was very happy there. Loved the pastor, loved his wife, and loved the members, but I was going through a dry spell. It really felt like I was walking in a dry, arid desert. I was thirsting for something, and I didn't know what it was. And even at that time, I was really finding it hard to pray. I didn't really know what to pray for, which added to my confusion. And without going into great detail, I actually had St. Padre Pio intervened. I didn't know him, but he made himself known to me in a miraculous way. And what happened, basically, the turning point was I heard the still voice, calm voice within me one day to pray the rosary. And my first thought was, what? Because I hadn't prayed the rosary in many years. And so I kind of just ignored that for maybe a week or so. And then the same thing happened, but a little bit more insistent, pray the rosary. And to make a long story short, I couldn't find my mother's rosary. I tore my house up looking for it and didn't know where to really find a rosary. So I ordered one online. The day that I received the rosary, I went up to my bedroom, snuck up there, and started to pray the rosary. And, oh, my gosh. I can't even put into words. It was so profound. I was just inundated and consumed in God's love and peace and joy. And I get emotional just thinking about it, because I still have that feeling within me. It's just a burning flame within my heart, honestly. I just knew that I knew that I knew that I needed to go back to my Catholic faith. Had no idea how I was going to go about doing that and telling my husband. But I did go to our local parish, St. Paul's, one weekend, and it was a done deal. I knew that God was calling me back without a doubt. And so I started going back. And I have so much joy, so much love for the Catholic faith. It is so rich to me, and it means so much to me now. When I was younger, it was just, you know, I just did it because my parents took me. But it's so alive to me, and it's like God took me on a speed course. I'm right back to all the prayers. They all come flooded back to me. Anyway, I just want the listeners to know there is so much power, believe me, in praying the rosary. And mind you, all I knew at the time was just the Our Father bead and the Hail Mary beads. I didn't know anything about the mysteries, which I do now. I just adore the rosary. In fact, I sleep with it. But as Padre Pio says, the rosary is a powerful weapon, and indeed it is.
Right, right.
And one last thing, and then I'll let other callers in. But God works so much, even through my marriage. My husband, 8 months later, joined the Catholic faith.
Beautiful.
So that is my story.
Wow.
Yeah, Jenny, there's so much there. I really, my heart and my mind are drawn to Luke 15, the prodigal son. We could say the prodigal daughter as well. I actually give a talk on that, and I've studied that deeply. It's so very beautiful. Not that you really took the path of the prodigal son and, you know, squandered your inheritance and all that. You still remained in, you know, other churches and held on to some form of faith, but really, I have a similar story. I'm kind of a revert to the faith. My mother gave me a rosary in my early 20s, and I thought, well, if my mother cares enough to give me a rosary, I should care enough to pray that rosary, and I had to learn how to do it. And it is. It's electric. It is powerful, and it kind of supercharges your life. And I like to point out that, you know, Mary is not, Mary's no milk toast. You know, she's not a softie. You know, you think in nature, you have like a mother bear, you know, when her cubs mm-hmm. are, you know, threatened and so forth. That mother bear can be ferocious. And, you know, Mary, too, can be very, very ferocious in the sense of, you know, one of my children needs the grace of my son. One of my daughters needs to be brought home. And Mary is going to go before the throne of God and intercede for us. And what can Jesus deny her, Debbie, that she asks for? And this is proof in Jenny's life.
Well, you talk about how powerful Mary is. I mean, she crushed the head of the serpent. I mean, if you look at when you hear stories of exorcisms, when they're casting out demons, as soon as Mary enters the picture, Satan has no more power. I mean, so you talk about how powerful Mary is. And Jenny, I just wanted to ask, I mean, this is the typical Catholic schoolgirl in me, but I believe it very strongly. Do you still have that particular rosary that you ordered on the internet, and do you still have that? And I'm sure you've had it blessed already.
Yes, I still have it, of course, and I did have it blessed. Yes,
okay,
I did.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so then it just releases all those beautiful, beautiful graces. And wow, Jenny, you have a story that really could be made into a movie or a mini movie. And I loved every part of it because, again, just like with Michael's call, God had a special calling for you, and he reached out to you and asked you to pray, and you did. You complied, and look what's happened. I mean, it's unfolded. The blessings that are probably continuing on a daily basis for you, it's just amazing how much God loves us. And I think that's what I'm taking away from your story is just the beauty of it, of how much God just wanted you to back in relationship and back into the family, into the church. So welcome home, and to your husband, and to whoever else that your story touches that brings them back home. Jenny, you're blessed. You're absolutely blessed.
Yeah, thanks, Jenny. Remember us on your next rosary. Will you do
yes,
that?
Yes, please.
We'll take the prayers. Thank you, Jenny. We appreciate it. A lot of calls to get here today. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. How would you fill in this sentence? I still can't believe what event, what miracle, what blessing, what grace have you received from God? We want to call those to mind, show our gratitude, and really help other people recognize some of the beautiful things that have happened in their lives. So share your take, 1-800-585-9396. We have an open phone line.
Can I say one thing about what you just said, Jerry, because it's very important. I believe in my heart of hearts, and I hope you agree with this. I think you probably do, that when we give gratitude to God, when we make God the center of this topic that we're having today, it brings great glory to Him. And it just furthers and deepens the relationship. And I think there needs to be more of that, not less of that. And in this world, we have less of that. Everybody's trying to squish God out of things. You know, oh yeah, thank God, point up to heaven. Okay, good, let's move on. But we're actually devoting real time to it. And I believe there's merit in that. And God's happy with that. What do you think?
I could not agree more, as you like to say.
Okay, good.
Couldn't agree more.
Good, I was just checking.
All right, Lori, we're going to bring you onto the program here. We've got a couple minutes till a short pause, so we may have to hold you through that break, Lori. But thanks for your patience in Las Cruces, New Mexico, listening on Sirius XM 130. Lori, welcome
Hello.
To Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. It's so nice to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Hi, Lori.
The honor is ours.
Hi. Yeah, I've just got to tell you this. It's so amazing because I just told this story the other day to a friend who had lost her husband. And, but anyway, my father passed away in 2000, and, soon after he died, my mother was at home by herself. Of course, you know, by that time, everybody's gone and you're alone. She called me one morning and she said, Lori, I had the most amazing thing happen last night. I said, what was that? And she said, well, your father was wrapping his arms around me. I felt his warmth and he was comforting me. And I said, oh, that's beautiful. And she said, yeah, it was amazing. She said, he only said one thing.
And I said, what was that? And she said, I can't believe he's letting me do this. It was like, oh my gosh, Mom, the Lord let him come and hold you.
Wow, wow.
And wrap his arms around you. I said, that's the most beautiful thing. And she said, yeah. She said, I just knew it was a gift from God. It was so beautiful. I mean, it just brought the whole family so much peace and comfort. And when you asked this question this morning, I had to call. It's the first time I've ever called. I listen to you all the time, but I just had to share that story with you. I'm a convert to the faith. I became Catholic in 1976 on July 4th.
Oh,
and
wow.
Amazingly enough, yeah, your music is going. You want to let me go?
No, hang on, Lori. Oh. We'd love to talk a little bit more about this amazing story that you're sharing here. So hang on. Appreciate your patience, Lori. You've been so gracious already. And the others on the line, we're going to get to all of you today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Welcome to EWTN's Catholic Almanac.
It's June 26th, and on this day in 684, Pope St. Benedict II became Pope. He was only Pope for less than a year. Also, St. Jose Maria Escriva died on this day in 1975. He founded Opus Dei in 1928. It's an organization for lay people helping them love and serve God without giving up their ordinary work, their family life, and their normal social relations.
Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Psychological correctness is ruining parents. What is psychological correctness? It's the idea that says if you just say the right words with the right logic, using the right reinforcement schedule, and implementing the right I message, Melody will say, oh, Mother, I've just been so blind. Of course, I see parenting as you describe it. Psychological correctness is a quagmire. It leads to analysis paralysis, overthinking, overanalyzing, overtalking, underenjoying. Psychological correctness essentially makes parents search for the appropriate ways to do it. Better to ask, how well is this working in my family, with my children, and my morals?
Most reality TV leaves out half of reality, the faith that drives us from within. We're giving you the whole picture, real life and faith.
Chris Stefanik is on a journey to uncover the bold, courageous Catholic faith found in the hearts of people all over the world. Meet the everyday Catholics who inspire him as they show the world how amazing faith makes everyday life. Real Life Catholic, Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern on EWTN-TV.
Always nice to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We're talking with Lori in Las Cruces. First time you called in, Lori. We're so glad. We hope it won't be the last time. And what a beautiful story you're sharing, Lori. And I think, you know, this account of your it's your dad, right? Coming
right.
God granted this very special gift to your mom. And who knows? I mean, this was something your mother apparently needed. This is something that doesn't happen all the time. And it can really be used by God to, who knows, Debbie, what was going on through her mother's heart and her mother's mind, but she obviously needed that little gift at that moment, and that can really last a lifetime for her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or to pass it on to the family, Lori, like your mom did. Mm-hmm. She shared the story. Mm-hmm. Lori, again, I just have to say, I'm really, first of all, I got very emotional when you said that, because it's just so beautiful how God, you know, loves us so much. He doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want us to be in sadness. And so he grants things that he knows that are going to keep us going and keep us moving forward. And Lori, I just have to say, maybe that's the thing I'm shocked at. I still can't believe how much he loves us. And what he did for your mom and your family is just another sign of his great abundant love for us.
It was beautiful. And my father died so quickly. It was a shock. He had a blood clot and he was gone.
Oh,
and
wow.
So she had no time to prepare. And, you know, you wonder if that's if that's a good thing or not. You know, at that point, you don't really realize those things. But now I think she realized that it was probably the best thing for him. Not so much for the family, but it was the best thing for him. So that was a good thing. And and I've got to tell you, so I was 16 when I got married and welcomed into the church in 1976, I'm sorry, the bicentennial day. And I couldn't believe that how beautiful it was. The Catholic Church just was so warm and so welcoming. I mean, I was 16, I was pregnant. They let me get married in the church. We didn't have a mass, but they let us get married in the church, and they embraced us, and they gave us a lot of love and a lot of encouragement. And it was so beautiful because I thought, you know, this is where I need to be. This is my home. And so I go to daily mass. I go to adoration. I love, love, love my faith. I would never, ever leave it. Regardless, one thing I would like to tell you, your viewers, your listeners, it's so important to know your faith. Whatever you do, don't take your faith for granted. This is so important. I see it all the time. People don't know what they're doing, what they're receiving. This is the body and blood of Jesus himself. And just know he is there for us. He loves us unconditionally, and we need to come to him. We need to have reverence for him. And it's just the most beautiful. It's everything to me. And it shows through my children, my grandchildren, my life. People wonder, why is Lori so happy all the time? So I'm smiling, you know. They ask me that. And I say, it's the Lord. He's smiling at you through me, you know. And it's wonderful when you open your world and open your life to Jesus. There's nothing better, nothing better. And allowing Mary to intercede for us, to, you know, the angels, the saints, and all of the members of our family who have passed away. They're on the other side. They're pulling for us. They're rooting for us. They're praying for us. And it's just so beautiful to be in this world right now. There's a lot of horrible things that are happening, but you know what? There's so many beautiful things that happen. And I just ask all of your people, please just look at your blessings and don't be angry with family. Don't be angry with friends. Swallow your pride, because we're not supposed to have any. But anyway, I'll let you all go. I thank you, thank you, thank you for your show. I love you all. Oh. And Gus Lode's one of my favorite guys, too. But anyway, hang in there, guys, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks you, Lori. You better not be a stranger, Lori. We want to hear from you. Absolutely. Lori, real quick, before you go, can we have your dad's name? And how's your mom doing today?
Yes. Mom is remarried.
Okay.
And she's very, very happy, but Dad was always number one and still will always be. Mm-hmm. My father's name was Richard.
Richard. Okay. We put him in the book.
Oh, thank you. And today I'm doing a eulogy for my uncle who passed away. Please pray for him. His name is Jerry.
Jerry. Okay. Jerry with the J. With a J?
Jerry with a J.
Like Jerry Usher. Okay.
Yeah. Non-denominational guy. And he almost came to the Catholic Church through all of our visits, but didn't quite get in there. But anyway, God bless you all.
We'll hold them. Yes, we'll remember them in prayer for sure. Lori, thank you so much for blessing our day.
Wow. I am just stunned by the beautiful call that was. Thank you, Lori.
That
was like a catechism in a box right there.
Yes.
Way to go, Lori. Thank you so much. And Daryl's been holding. Thanks, Daryl. Gets our Patience Award today in Wahpeton, North Dakota. He's got us on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Daryl, you're on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for waiting. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks be to God.
Good,
Jerry,
praise
Debbie,
God.
I don't feel like, I know I probably wouldn't be talking to you guys if God didn't save me from dying of alcoholism. About three and a half, four years ago, I distinctly remember even a Christmas time we went to a movie as a family, and I remember thinking, and I shed a tear in the movie thinking, this will be the last time I get to be with my family. I could tell that things, my body wasn't doing well with my drinking. And then my marriage was going downhill. And there was a part one night I even remember being by myself in the house because they left, took the kids and her parents. I remember just laying in bed and asking God to take my life. I just couldn't do it. I was just so down on myself. I kept asking God, please take my life. Please take my life. I can't do it no more. And I realize now today that he was protecting me right there and then from even having any slight thought of overdose or anything that could have ended my life myself. You know, you wonder why I was thinking, why didn't I think that? No, he was protecting me right there and then. And, you know, to this day now, the graces that he poured on me from starting to pray the rosary. The rosary is just a miracle worker. It's just so wonderful. I mean, I prayed every day, sometimes twice a day. And I always ask Jesus. And sometimes I just, wow, God, it's hard to believe that you wanted me to stick around, you know, with all the sins I committed in the past, you know, and hurting others and all that. And it was just amazing how loving he is. If he can love me, he can love anybody. And then it got to the point where praying rosary, and you always don't realize that all these graces he's got ready for you, and it's always better than what you expected. And one of them was just, I mean, putting me in a nicer apartment where I can see the sun, and it's just so warming. And, you know, I know it's all him, you know. Also, my daughter, 7 years old, and I didn't realize, I thought, well, being a father, loving, being within Christ and him within me, that's what she needs. But I realized that she started in the last 2 years, she's needing this more female bond because it's a struggle at home where she lives. All of a sudden I thought he wanted me to live alone, and, you know, just follow his footsteps without anybody else in my life. But he did unexpectedly bring a woman into my life that's a God gift in itself. We pray the rosary together at night continuously. I'm working on my annulment, and there's no sexual relationship that's going to be waited to the day God graces us with that. It's amazing, but my daughter just is, it blessed her also with this lady, beautiful child of God that God gave me in my life. It's for my own child, and I am just awesome. So,
wow,
that's where I'm at in my life.
Yeah.
And
amazing. No, this is, Daryl, this is just absolutely beautiful. And maybe you've heard me say this. Debbie loves it when I say this.
I love it.
I love the wreckage that is me. And Daryl, yeah. I look back on my life, and it is just a trail of absolute wreckage that God has kind of gotten out this giant broom, and he swept it all into a pile. And maybe he doesn't, you know, our sins he removes, but sometimes we still see the effects of our sins, our choices, the wounds, the scars remain. We see in Revelation chapter 5 or 6, I'm not sure, Jesus the Lamb looking as though he had been slain. Even Jesus in his glorified body still retains the scars of his passion, his wounds. But what did that do? That is what brought salvation to the world. And I believe that our trials, our challenges are what build us up and make us stronger. But we have to, you know, God has to bring us sometimes, or allow us to get to that brink of despair. I've been at that point of literally, like you said, asking God, go to bed at night saying, God, I can't go through another day like this. Please take me. And God in his infinite wisdom says, no, I'll take care of this. You just hang in there. And I'm not sure how I did, but I look back, and like I said, I love the wreckage that is me, and God uses that. Debbie, you know how God uses our past to, you know, it's the wounded healer, and Daryl now is spreading that to all around him.
Right, absolutely. Daryl, your story is precious because now that you're going through this wonderful annulment process that the church has presented to us, it's a great healing time. Many blessings can flow from it. And like you are doing and living that pure lifestyle while going through the annulment, that is wonderful. There's blessings that are going to come out of that. And we just wish you all the best. And please know something, that just like Michael said at the first call, we're here today, and that's where God is. God is present. And we're going into on the journey to the future. We're getting closer and closer to God. The past is the past. We can't do anything about it. We can't change it. But like Jerry said, we can build upon it and learn from it and develop and evolve closer in a relationship. Daryl, you hit a home run with me. Absolutely. And I am so glad, and I'm so grateful to God that he didn't comply with you. And when you were calling out saying, you know, Lord, take me, I'm so glad he said, nope, Daryl, you're staying. You're staying because I have a purpose and a plan.
Thank you. I love you, Jerry and Deb.
We love you too.
Same here, Daryl. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call. 800-585-9396. Amazing, amazing takes. Add yours to the conversation today. I still can't believe what happened. What is there something in your life, a series of things, a great, amazing gift or grace or blessing God has given you that you still look back and you say, wow, I still can't believe that God did such and such in my life. 1-800-585-9396.
Okay, I'm sorry, I had my mic down. I'm so emotional today. This is probably not a good day to do Facebook or YouTube because I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess because I just want to say God loves us so very much. And another thing I'm taking away from the show, Jerry, is we can never be alone in this Catholic Church, never in this Catholic family. When you think about the angels and the saints and everybody we've got helping us and interceding, we're never alone. This is a big, gigantic, crowded family, and it's glorious. Wow, what a great show. This has really impacted me deeply. Thank you to everybody. Marion, you're up next. You've been waiting again, another one so patiently, in Erie, Pennsylvania, listening on the Station of the Cross. Marion, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Oh, thank you, Jerry and Debbie, and I just want to say amen to you both for the blessings that I'm getting from your show. The support and the encouragement is just wonderful, and I thank you for it. And I called in to share with you that I am celebrating 31 years cancer-free and 26 years as a Catholic. And I am just so thankful for the Lord, for the Eucharist, and for the brothers and sisters in Christ that I've found in the Catholic Church. And I also want to share with you about praying the rosary. It took me 25 years as a Catholic to start praying the rosary, and I cannot begin to tell you the blessings. And I can relate to what other callers have shared about praying the rosary, and I have a devotion now to the Blessed Mother because she is such a blessing and just takes, it's such a deep meditation, and I'm just so thankful. So thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.
Well, you're a cancer thriver, Marion, and that's beautiful. And we just wish you many, many, many more years of feeling that way. But what I want to just thank you for reiterating the power of the rosary. Thank you for saying that. No, I mean, I'm looking at your name and Marion being derived from, it's Mary and Anne together, Marion. And wow, well, it makes sense that you should develop a relationship with Mary. How wonderful is that? And right? Exactly?
Right, but my upbringing was not, you know, was that I was a Protestant and we didn't worship Mary. And once I began to understand that she points to her son Jesus, it changed everything for me, but it took a long time for me to understand that.
Right.
And so it's such a blessing to have her in my life.
Wow. Yeah, Mary, yeah, I mean, just to, I know you didn't intend this, but just for anyone, maybe non-Catholics who might be listening, the word worship, we don't, yeah, I know what you meant by saying that. We don't worship Mary, we worship Jesus, we honor her. in a very special way. And I too am glad that you called attention to that. And thank you for your kind words about the show. Debbie and I are just tiny little instruments in God's hand here. And we ask for your prayers too. And we trust in them and all of our listeners that, you know, we spend this time together every day. And Debbie and I know I can speak for you, Debbie. I mean, I get off the air from this show, and I mean, I'm just kind of on a high the rest of the day, simply because I can, you know, I love to see what God is doing in the lives of everybody who listens and calls in.
I completely agree. And I love the fact that we're journeying together. We're not alone in this. This is something we can share the blessings. We can share the sorrows. We can walk together and get closer to God. Marion, way to go. God love you. You're awesome. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your beautiful, beautiful story. Jerry, amazing. At one right after another. Okay, let's do it again. Rebecca in Trenton, Michigan, listening on the EWTN app. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hello. I have a story about how I met my husband.
Okay, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, okay. So I'm 28 now. I was living the wrong way, you know, just kind of the world for a long time. From about 13, I decided to leave the church. And anyway, so I was gone for a very long time. And I came back to the church when I was 22. And I was trying to figure out what God was calling me to in my life. And anyway, I sort of felt like he was calling me to marriage, but I just didn't know how to, like, date in the culture. I didn't, like, have a lot of church friends. And anyway, so I decided to not date at all. And decided to wait and kind of get myself right. And then one night, I was particularly, I'm sorry, I'm walking right now and it's kind of windy.
That's okay.
But anyway, so I was, and I'm very nervous. I don't like to talk on the radio. Okay. So, one night I said a prayer, you know, and I was like, you know, God, like, help me, whatever, like, I think I said a prayer to St. Anne too. And I was kind of just like throwing it out there, like not really sure what God was going to do with it. And anyway, so about, I don't know, it wasn't very much long after, a couple months, maybe 3-4 months, this guy moved in next door to me and we became friends. And on his side, it was amazing too, because, you know, he was trying to come to Michigan, trying to go to graduate school. He got like all these closing doors like the year before when he was trying to come, and then he was trying to live with these people and it didn't work out, so he moved to this weird area, not in Ann Arbor where his school was, and just happened to move in next door to me. And came into the faith through our friendship, I mean not through our friendship, but just through inviting him to Mass with me. And here we are, we're married and we have a son now. And you know, I don't know, for all the millennials out there kind of living in the world, you know, I struggled with depression for so long and, you know, I still struggle, but it's really great you're having this show today because it's uplifting my day, because I can really focus on what God has done for me and how amazing it is. So,
wow, Rebecca. Thank you. First of all, be at peace. Don't be nervous. We don't mind that you're walking. It's hopefully good exercise for you. But I'm really taken back to my late teen years as you're talking too. And I remember saying a prayer to God. I always believed, I never doubted, but I just didn't want God to be kind of sort of the Lord of my life. And so I remember telling him, I said a prayer, I said, God, don't let me go. I'm going to go off. I'm going to kind of live my own life, sort of the prodigal son kind of thing. But I did. I made a conscious prayer. I said, Lord, please don't let me go. And the beautiful thing about God is he is a father. And think about it, in any family, fathers have to father each child a little bit differently. Some children, like the prodigal son, the one who stayed in the family, didn't wander off, then you got the one who wandered off, and the father, you know, treated each one according to, you know, sort of their situation and their circumstances. God is so gentle. He is so merciful, and I learned that in my life. And Debbie, it sounds like Rebecca has definitely learned that lesson.
Oh, absolutely. And Rebecca, what I incredibly am so love and I'm so grateful to God for is the fact that you came back into the family at 22 years old. And think about it for a moment. There's a lot of people that it takes them into their 30s and their 40s and their 50s to come back into the faith. You came back at 22. And because of that, look at all the blessings that have unfolded for you. Your husband coming into your life, your beautiful son, your family, God willing, maybe more children. I mean, how wonderful is that? And you possibly, I mean, if you look at it from like a movie standpoint, when how they do movies nowadays where they rewind and they say, well, if you made this choice differently, this is how the outcome would have been. Think about it. If you had not come back into the faith, you may have lost out on 10, 15, 20 years. You know, and how, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how much God reached down and you had the maturity and the openness to embrace the faith at 22? God love you. You're awesome. You are totally, incredibly awesome. And I'm going to specifically pray that God continues to bless you in abundant ways, because I pray that other, I can say kids because I'm a lot older than you, that they're listening right now at 25, 26, 28 year olds are listening right now to your story. You're yeah. Probably changing souls right now, Rebecca.
Well, honestly, and I just wanted to share, not to like, I've just like done it all, you know, I've lived wrong in so many ways I can't even explain. And just for all those people, when you think you're too far gone, I mean, God is just transforming me like every day. And it's just truly amazing. And I can't believe it. So it's not too late to turn it around and
beautiful.
Just let God make your life what he intends it to be.
Beautiful. Amen. Yep. Amen, Rebecca. You've learned from life experience. Some people never take that path. Others of us, and I include myself in that, we take that path of where we think we're going to find happiness and what we think is going to fulfill us. And ultimately, we just wake up one day like the prodigal son, where it says in Luke 15, he came to himself, he came to his senses, and he realized, this just isn't it. I'm going to go back to where I know I have security and love and you know, a meal, three meals a day, and you know, the stability of the family home, and that is with God the Father. Thanks, Rebecca. We appreciate that. We're going to go to Thornton, Colorado. Lorraine, we have really, Lorraine, about 1 minute, and I apologize, but we wanted to get you on listening to Denver Catholic Radio. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi there.
I'm so sorry to put that time limit on you, but if you can get your comment out in about 1 minute, we'd love to hear it.
I just wanted to say that I had a surgery. I had total knee replacement surgery. In that surgery, I had complications. Then a couple of weeks later, I had to go into emergency surgery for my gallbladder. When I went through that, it was a bad experience in the hospital and everything. But at that time, like I said, it was complicated. And then I turned around and I, you know, because they were giving me bad diagnosis and saying I was ready to die with a heart attack and sepsis and liver problems. And they stuck me in ICU. And from there, I literally felt I was dying. And all I can think of in my heart was I pictured my Jesus, and I felt that little saying that says a pack of evildoers are surrounding me. And I said, God, you got to help me out of this, please. And all of a sudden, you know, in a couple of hours, my older daughter was there, and she says, we're pulling her out of this hospital. You guys, this is wrong. She said, there's not all this problems with her. So they send me to another hospital, and all the tests that the other hospital was saying, you know, she's bad and she's going to die and whatever. When the doctors did the test over there, 2 days later, they came back and said, we don't see nothing wrong with her.
Wow. Wow. Lorraine, forgive me.
Nothing. And wow. I say, thank God.
Thank God. Praise be to God, yes. Lorraine. He reached down, and wow, miracles do happen, and they happen all the time. And that's what this show is about, is to really be grateful for all the great things God has bestowed on us. Wow. Another great show, Jerry.
Sorry to be brief on that, Lorraine, and the others. Wish we were going to get to you. By the way, tomorrow we're going to have a kind of a similar topic. Is it okay to want to alleviate suffering? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Deb, until then,
have a beautiful and blessed day.